Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jack Ganley, the president of Mannington Commercial. Jack, how you doing?
Good, Kemp. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. I want to talk about this recent news about this $42 million investment that Mannington Commercial is going to make to expand their rubber flooring business. Before we get into that, just a real quick couple backgrounds. You personally, Jack, you've been with Mannington since 2004, late in that year. You spent 22 years prior to that with the division of Burlington Industries, Lee's Carpet, right?
Exactly, yes. So coming up on 15 years here at Mannington, Ken.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice run here.
Yeah, and have been growing the business. Obviously, most people know Mannington in almost all flooring categories, and 102 years old now. Still privately held company in the top 10, you know, one of the big players, I think sixth in position there. So, excellent company. So, let's talk about this investment first. I was looking at some numbers from Santo Tercivia's U.S. Floor Report. He's got this rubber flooring business at about $650 million, but a good chunk of that is the car mat business. You don't play in that business. So when you look at just your acquisition, Mannington's acquisition of Burke and how Burke's been growing, you bought Burke in 2008. They had two manufacturing locations, San Jose, California, and Estes, Florida. And they play mostly in the rubber flooring business, the tile, the stair tread, and the wall base, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Kim. We purchased that business in 2008. The plant in San Jose makes molded rubber products, and the plant in Eustis, Florida makes extruded rubber products.
Okay.
So we're in all the categories that you mentioned, tiles, treads, and wall base. It's been a real good business for us, been growing nicely since we purchased it in 2008, been good for us.
And the strategy behind this is because it's a growing category, right? I mean, the reason you're going to make this investment, especially in light of this recent news of Interface's acquisition of Nora, I guess both of y'all see this as a growing category, right?
We do, and Kemp, the rubber flooring business has been making nice inroads in institutional markets, particularly healthcare and education. So we see growth in those categories, and we needed to expand our capacity because we have, at the plant in San Jose, flooring is just one of three businesses that we manufacture at that plant. The two others are non-flooring businesses, and they've been growing nicely, too. So it's a capacity expansion, and it's also nice to get the business and some jobs back here to Northwest Georgia, too.
Mm-hmm. So the flooring business part of the San Jose operation is coming to Calhoun, and you're leaving the other two parts out there in San Jose.
That's correct. Yeah, we have two different businesses. One is a custom products where we compound rubber for other molding businesses and sell them compounded rubber. And then we have an environmental products business where we make pond liners and pond covers for potable drinking water. So those two businesses will remain in San Jose, and the flooring businesses will relocate here to Calhoun. And so that's, we're underway with that as we speak, Kemp. The equipment is being purchased and moved in, and we hope to be up and running by the first of the year here in Calhoun.
Oh, that fast. Okay. So is it going into an existing building?
It's going into an existing facility. We expanded our warehouse capabilities here in Calhoun and relocated some finished goods inventory, and then did some other relocation of equipment in some of the carpet manufacturing facilities we have here. So it'll go into an existing facility right here on our campus in Calhoun.
All right, let's talk real quick. Just in the U.S., and you start talking about rubber flooring, you've got, I guess, four major players. You've got Johnsonite, a division of Tarkett. You've got Ropey and Flexco. Then you've got Burke in third position, and then Nora. Even though Nora is probably a global leader based in Germany, they're just in fourth position here in the U.S., right?
Yeah, those are the people that we compete with, all very, very good competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, that business has been growing, I think, in total for the market and growing nicely for us as well.
All right, let's talk about the sectors that like rubber flooring. It's mostly healthcare and education.
That's correct. It is a very durable product. Comfort underfoot is one of the things that is a reason that people use rubber, and it's very, very easy to maintain. We have a self-waxing formula that all requires is to wet mop it, and you buff it up, and it performs very, very well. So those are kind of the factors that are driving rubber into those markets, Ken. So mm-hmm. Growing nicely for us.
If you don't mind a little background, too, if you talk about rubber flooring, there's natural and synthetic. Where do you play in there?
Yeah, so we're totally in the synthetic market. There's not very much natural rubber being used in the flooring business.
Uh-huh.
So we're almost exclusively synthetic.
And I probably should have started with this, but how's Mannington Commercial's business doing so far this year?
Actually, it's doing very well, Kent. The market has been a bit up and down. The various segments, some are doing better than others. But the healthcare and education markets actually are doing pretty well this year, and we're benefiting from that. So having a pretty good year.
Okay, Jack. Well, thanks for telling us about the strategy behind Mannington Mills' $42 million investment in Calhoun with the expansion of your rubber business. Again, been talking to Jack Ganley, the president of Mannington Commercial, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.